tonight we're going to start talking about 2021. I know that it's early. It's not even the end of 2020 yet, but we're going to start talking about changing direction for 2021 by implementing some new daily habits. I have 6 suggestions. You can pick one to work on, or you can work on all of them. The first one is waking up energized. Number 2 will be impact your environment. Number 3, nix the news. Number 4, participate in a pause. Number 5, get your body moving. And or number 6, create something. I know not many people are going to be sad to leave 2020 in the dust. It hasn't exactly been a banner year with everything going on and the whole pandemic and, you know, stay at home and all that wonderful stuff. I want to talk about going into 2021 with some new habits that are going to put us way ahead of where we were in 2020. The very first habit I want to talk about is waking up. Most people think about waking up and it's like groan a little bit. Maybe say, where's the coffee? It's how most people kind of wake up in the morning. As you're getting older, I have to admit that I'm not getting older, but my body is. And so, you know, there's times in the mornings when you wake up and you got these creaks and you got to crack your back and you got to move your muscles. And finally, you can roll out of bed or you can jump out of bed. I prefer to jump out of bed singing Andy Grammer. It's good to be alive right about now. Okay, I will never be able to sign a singing contract, but one of the things that I do when I'm dancing around the house being a total goofball is I picture the hundreds of thousands of people that are laying in a hospital bed, a nursing home, or a hospice, and I dance because they can't. A second new habit that could alter the entire atmosphere in your home is to get up and find a daily task. Now, I'm going to talk to the men here, all right, because yeah, this is one of those, you know, things for us. You know, I'm a caveman, so been married 34 years, going on year 35 now. And what I really want my wife to do first thing in the morning is I want her to bring me my coffee. You know, that's not really gonna ever happen. Hasn't happened in 34 years, probably not. Well, okay, it's happened once or twice. She's looking at me weird. Anyway, as cavemen, we want our wives to, you know, wait on us first thing in the morning and everything. And I'm gonna suggest a really radical thing. Do something around the house. Find something that you can make a daily task. Empty the dishwasher. Fill the dishwasher. I don't know. Fold the towels. Hang your clothes. See, now all of a sudden you've contributed something positive to how your house looks. It kind of carries this positive vibe throughout the day. And that's not just for guys, but that's for gals too. For the third habit, I'm going to make a really radical suggestion and say, don't read the news first thing in the morning. I know. This is one that I'm trying to get rid of. This is a habit I'm trying to break because I like to read the news in the morning, but there's nothing good in the news. I could probably sum up the news for you in 5 seconds. One politician blamed another politician for something bad that happened. Someone was murdered. Your favorite sports team still has overpaid players. So there you go. I have just solved all of your reading the news problem, and so now you can move on to doing something positive in the morning. Another daily habit that we can start doing is get your body moving. I don't care whether you go for a run. I prefer running. You can jump on your bike. You can go for a walk. You can do yoga. You can do some other type of exercise. You can hop around the house like a kangaroo. It doesn't really matter. When you exercise in the morning, what it does is it develops daily habits that tell your body that it's going to be a great day and you are thankful to be alive and moving. Maybe we had a defeat yesterday. Maybe you were going for that, you know, 7-minute mile. I laugh at that because, you know, I'll never hit a 7-minute mile. But maybe you were going for that 7-minute mile and all you could get was 8 and you feel defeated. Well, you know what? Do something. Get out. Move. Because what's going to happen is it frees your mind. It takes all those defeats and it says throw them into the past. And we're going to move on to an amazing day. It really makes a huge difference. The next thing is what I like to call taking a pause. A pause is where you set aside time to get out of your head. This is time you can call prayer, you can read scripture, you can read spiritual stuff, you can meditate. You're taking all the focus off yourself and you're now focusing on something else. You're getting out of your head, and something happens when you begin your day focusing not on what you need, want, and desire, but listening to identify what the world needs from you. Because see, all of us have something that we can give to others. So when you take the first part of your day and you wake up and you focus not on what you want, need, or desire, but on what the world needs, wants, and desires from you, you have just done one of the most amazing things in the world. You want to have a better country to live in? Take a pause in the morning. Get out of your head. Focus on something else. And you are going to see amazing things happen because you're going to be living life to the full. The last thing I want to talk to you about is something that is really important to me for 2021. Be a creator. You notice I'm starting this podcast and I'm finishing writing a book. What I have finally learned after 56 years on this earth is that I consume way too much. And so I finally made one of the most important decisions that I could ever make in 2020. And that was the decision to be a creator, to take time every single day and create something. You know, I was looking back at the statistics for Black Friday, the amount of money that Americans spent on stuff they don't really need was spectacularly ugly to me. If we can concentrate on creating rather than consuming, what's going to happen is we're all going to be way, way better off. Be a creator rather than a consumer. So there are your 6 daily habits. Energize your wake-up time. Set the tone in your home. Forget the news. Pause. Move your body. Create, create, create. If we all start concentrating on creating daily habits that put us on a better road for 2021, can you imagine what kind of year we're going to have? This is what it means to live an ultra life. That'll wrap it up for this week. Your assignment, should you choose to accept it, is to pick one of the 6 items, shoot me an email, and let me know what you're going to work on this week. livinganultralife@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.